it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
I reckon he'll walk in there with a massive booklet wherever he goes and he'll say, right, this was everything I had for Red Bull.
He says, no, I never carried a notebook because I was always afraid of getting mugged. So if you go inside the ancient pyramid of Giza, scribed into the walls are the blueprints for the best F1 car in the world. Ladies and gents, welcome back to Pit Stop. Well, what a week we have had.
There has been news flying around left, right and centre off the back of what we said last week.
There's been a lot of stuff going on, the rumours, the murmurs. Last week were true. Word on the grapevine was that Adrian Newey was to leave Red Bull, and today we have had confirmation he is gone.
It's done. The deal is done. Adrian Newey is leaving Red Bull in early 2025. Someone on the grid is going to be able to have a fantastic car if he doesn't retire.
Well, this is the thing, mate. I saw a funny meme on F1 Troll. Yeah. Red Bull's car in 2026. And it was the fucking... What's the thing they do? The downhill thing. Soapbox race. It was a bloody soapbox. It just cracked me up.
There's funny. Apparently two people under Newey that are very, very pivotal to Red Bull as well in the design team. And I did see a rumour that they may be leaving as well, which is quite interesting.
I wonder if it's in the contract they have to...
Yeah, I mean, this is also Pit Stop saying probably wrong, but the main thing is Adrian Newey is leaving. We all know how incredible he is. It is all over social media right now. Everyone saying Adrian Newey to Ferrari, but Aston Martin, McLaren, and maybe even Mercedes could be interested in him.
Well, we'll have to find out and see, mate. I think it's Ferrari, to be honest with you. I think we can all probably agree. I don't see him going back to McLaren. And if there was any other way that he wasn't going to go to Ferrari, it would be because Lawrence Stroll has just chucked him like 10 billion quid.
Yeah. I mean, finishing his career at Ferrari and potentially being the person to help Hamilton get that championship and like win one more would be an amazing... It makes me think, I wonder whether he knew he was going to leave before. I wonder whether this is a lot more pre-planned. Mm. Like, as soon as Hamilton said, I'm going, maybe Hamilton was like, yo, Adrian!
Close your eyes.
Come out. Okay.
And picture this.
Yeah, shut.
It's a warm, sultry evening.
Have I got suntan on?
Down in Monaco.
Okay.
You're not there.
Oh.
Okay. Just picture this.
Fuck, really? I don't even get to go away in my dream?
It's a gorgeous, sunny evening in Monaco.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's Charles Leclerc.
It's Sunday night. Okay, the race is over. I can't remember what happened last year at Monaco, but let's pretend it was a great race. I don't know what the weather was like. But on a yacht, just out at sea, there's Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
And he picks up his phone and he gives Adrian Newey a call off a blank number.
Yeah, blank
so
number.
He's had his butler give him like a drug dealer's phone, right? One of those old Nokias. And he picks up the phone, types in Adrian Newey's number. Adrian doesn't pick up at first because he thinks, who's blowing my phone up? Probably another fan. Then he calls him again and he answers. And he says, yo, Adrian, it's Lewis. Come over to my boat. I'm out on the marina. So he gets a fucking jet ski, right? Nui takes a jet ski from the harbour over to Lewis's boat, and they sit down, and he tells him, and he says, look, between you and me, very confidential. He makes him sign a fucking a contract a about their chat. I'm moving to Ferrari next year. Or at least I want to. I'm booting out Carlos Sainz, and I want you to come with me. Now, if there is anyone on the grid who could persuade Nui to go with him, I feel like it's a Lewis. It's a Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, I think he's probably the only person with a pull. I mean, great story. I reckon that probably is maybe what would have happened.
It could have happened.
I mean, I don't know how else they would have communicated because they wouldn't have wanted any paper trail.
They couldn't have been seen in the paddock.
Any paper trail.
If Christian got a whiff of that, he would have fucking caused some shit.
But then loads of people were reporting the reason Adrian was leaving was because of Christian. But then Christian put an Instagram up, like, thanking Adrian Newey for, like, the last 15 years. Like, oh, we've always worked together and that. And I'm thinking, was that the reason? Sure, I don't even know if it was.
Again, we might only see the tip of the iceberg, mate. Red Bull could be in more trouble than we know. We don't know anything, what's going on. But maybe the Horner thing kind of just tipped him over the edge and was like, look, I was maybe going to leave anyway, but now this has made it worse. But yeah, like you said, Horner put a little message on Instagram. I'll read out part of it. He says, when Adrian
Red Bull,
he was already... Why can we never do this, by the way? Every time that we have to read something, we're not always
presenters and we host a podcast. I don't know how we do it every week.
He was already a superstar designer. I can't get it out. 2 decades and 13 championships later, he leaves as a true legend. All of our greatest moments from the past 20 years have come with Adrian's hand on the technical tiller. The legacy he leaves behind will echo through the halls of Milton Keynes. He has truly left an impact on this team. And who knows if Red Bull could have achieved any success without him.
I know, Red Bull coming to the grid originally was a big thing for like a drinks brand, pretty much. You could argue that without Adrian Newey, they wouldn't even be there anymore. Mm. You know, if they hadn't won them early on championships, if they hadn't established themselves.
And the thing is, mate, all the chat is on Adrian Newey and all the chat is on Ferrari. Everyone's going to be looking at these two, this team and this guy to see what happens. But what really is going to happen to Red Bull now? What are we going to see happen to Red Bull? Can they bring someone in? You know, has Adrian left a mark and a work ethic on the team, which will now, you know, someone else can come in and sort of pick up where he came from? Or are they well and truly fucked without him?
Well, I reckon they probably already have 2025's car, like, pretty much mocked. So next year, they'll be fine. But I think when it comes to the regulation changes...
He's still working on the 25 car with them.
Yeah, and it looks like his gardening leave, or he'll be out of leave in early 2025. But he's completely free to go to another team then. So I reckon he might have started his leave now. And like, instead of saying, Adrian, don't do anything, they're probably like, Adrian, please help us finish next year's car. Please help us so they get one more.
I just think when it comes to these things, like, who's policing the fact while he's on gardening leave? Like, who is making sure that he's not doing anything?
Well, if Red Bull won him, probably no one.
Well, the thing is, if, like, just because he's not going into the factory and not working on like a CAD machine.
Yeah.
Who's to say that he's not just going to Christian Horner's for a couple of beers in the evening and they're just sat there designing another car together? Like, yeah. They're good mates. You honestly can't, unless you put a tag on him or lock him up behind bars, there's nothing you can do really, is there?
Let's say Adrian Newey is part of Red Bull's 2025, but either way, new when it changes in 2026, whole new cars and everything, he'll be a free bean to go anywhere. And that's when I think Ferrari are really going to push with Hamilton. I don't think they're expecting Hamilton to win in 2025, you know. I think it's more of a come into the team, get settled.
This is so fun.
Fill the car.
This is going to be the rebirth of Ferrari.
Mate, I hope so.
Mate, I'm telling you now.
I absolutely hope so. That would be incredible. And if it's Hamilton, imagine that.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And yeah, I can't wait for it. I cannot wait for it. And speaking of Lewis Hamilton and speaking of Mercedes, there's been murmurs around Kimi Antonelli joining. And it looks like he may be on the F1 grid slightly sooner than we thought.
What, you reckon even at the end of this year, maybe?
Well, mate, he turns 18 after Imola.
Yeah.
Which means he's allowed to drive an F1. I don't know about this, the super license points and everything else. But there are murmurs again. That, I can't remember his fucking name, Logan Sargeant could be out after Miami.
Okay.
and that Antonelli steps into the Williams.
Really? Mid-season?
There are murmurs of it
online.
See,
stuff like
and
that.
My dad told me first as well. He told me that.
I don't mean this in a bad way, but that would annoy me. Because this is a driver that has barely driven in F2, jumped from F4 to F2. And then there's people that won F2 that haven't even got a seat. Maybe that's down to the Mercedes Driver Academy.
I think it's all down to the Mercedes Driver Academy.
Well, maybe that they know from the beginning they want him, and if they want to stick with that route, amazing. But the other driver academies need to follow this module. Like, I get they don't all have a second team. That's the thing. Mercedes can flood them through Williams. And if they want to swap in and out drivers, they can whenever they want. Same as AlphaTauri, pretty much.
Mate, genuinely, I also believe now that teams, they've looked at how far F1 has come and how, like, famous the drivers are now. They're like celebrities, right? And I genuinely think that someone like Toto Wolff would take into account how Antonelli is and looks.
Oh, 100%. How they are as a person.
And how he will come across. Who's going to be best in the limelight? And I think the same kind of happens with Ollie Bearman. Now, Ollie went out and proved that he can drive and be up there. Kimi hasn't really had the chance to do that yet, apart from he did go out and do a test.
He did do a test for Mercedes, I saw that.
He did.
A two-day test, I think.
Yeah, and he was in the same car, the same track that George Russell tested in 2022, because it's the 2022 car. Apparently, Antonelli kept a constant pace of around 1 minute 20 on hard tyres, and for reference, George averaged a 119.4 two years ago.
Pretty much there.
Same car, same track. Obviously not the same conditions.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? They were both dry, but don't know about heat and that. And Lewis Hamilton was doing a 119.9. So Antonelli was only a tenth of a second behind. So he's keeping up, mate. They were impressed,
yeah,
to say the least.
That's an interesting story. We'll have to keep on top of that, see how he does in F2. We know that there's a seat at Mercedes, so who is going to get it? But the driver market has taken a massive change because we haven't podcasted since. Breaking news! Nico Hülkenberg has confirmed he'll be driving for Stake next year and will stay with the team as they go forward to become Audi!
Woof, woof.
So Nico Hülkenberg is Mr. Audi number one, is he?
Yeah, but before he goes there, he's the green machine, mate. He's going to turn into the Hulk.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
This situation's confused me because there's been no statement about Joe or Bottas. The only thing I've found is that they're both leaving. That the only thing I've found is that both Stake drivers are leaving at the end of the year. But like, if one of them goes, who would he replace? Who would be the other one? Like, could we see Terry Porcher step in here?
Well, looking at it from the outside, Joe has every reason to want to stay in F1.
Yeah.
Every single reason. He would not obviously want to go from F1.
But none of them would want to
anytime
leave
soon. Yeah, but having said that, I feel like Valtteri Bottas, I get a whiff that he is slowly starting to set himself up for leaving.
I wouldn't be surprised if out of nowhere it's announced Bottas joining NASCAR or just something like that.
He did the ad, which doesn't...
so he did an Uber ad and he wants to leave F1.
Well, it didn't seem very Bottas, did it? Like, considering the Bottas that we know and love, which is that kind of... He's a bit of a Kimi Raikkonen, quite quiet.
Mm.
We called him a quiet killer, didn't we? Silent killer, Bottas.
Assassin.
He's doing the ad. You know, he's going cycling a lot. Like, he's got the oaf gin. I think he's just, you know, he's got multiple things going on. Maybe he'll become an Uber driver.
I would say you are right in terms of, like, if you put all the drivers in a list, I'd say he'd be the one or one of them that I don't think would mind leaving as much. I don't think it's like, oh, I haven't had a career. You know, he's done so much in F1. He hasn't got the championship. He's probably never going to get a chance.
That's it, mate. All these young drivers will still hope and pray that they have a chance of winning a championship. But Bottas, he's done his stint at Mercedes. He's now, you know, he's never going to go back to a top team.
Mm.
Not going to happen. So I think, you know, there's more to life. Like I said, I always say it about Max Verstappen because he's another one who, he's not all F1.
I got a question for you.
More to life than driving cars.
You've got a quick car, doesn't matter what team it is, but you've got the choice of putting Valtteri Bottas or Nico Hülkenberg in the car. Who would you pick?
Bottas.
Exactly. So why are they getting rid of Bottas? Am I missing something here?
Well, that's the thing. Joe wants to stay. So the only reason he could be going is because Stake are like, nah, we've had enough.
Well, we know that Audi obviously have a massive say in Hülkenberg. The reason he's going there 2025, would be prep with the team for 2026 when they become Audi, right?
German team, German driver.
Exactly. But honestly, are we missing something completely here? Or is there something about Hülkenberg we don't know? I've got a stat in front of me. He has the record for the most Formula One races without ever getting a podium. 211 races he's done. Oh, wow. Never got a podium. Second place is a guy called Adrian Sutil, 128. And I don't even know the rest of them. I don't even know that. There's no one else like on the grid.
Well, that's not hard.
On this list.
Really, is it?
No, but I'm saying like most drivers don't stick around long enough to not get a podium and keep a seat. 211 races, no podiums, a lot.
Yeah, Hülkenberg was gone, wasn't he? And then he came back. Haas brought him back, which was amazing. And he's obviously counting his lucky stars. He will go to any team to stay in the sport.
Yeah.
For £1 million a year, whatever it is, plus everything else that you get. I would do that if I was Hülkenberg, 100%.
So, as a driver, you'd do it, but I'm thinking, yeah. As a team, what are you thinking?
Well, it's a one-year contract, right?
What, at Audi?
At stake? No.
No, it'll be longer because it'll be 2025 with stake and then they become Audi. So
interesting.
It must be at least a 2 or a 3.
I mean, I don't think anyone wants to drive a stake at the minute.
No, but...
You know?
No, but I'm not talking about the car. I'm talking about the driver. What? Why have they picked Hülkenberg? A guy that hasn't won anything.
Because everyone else has got a team and an option.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
I just think they could have got Teo Pourchaire in that car or something. If you're going to do a risk year at somewhere, you know, give your academy drivers a chance at that point. And when stake become... That's an interesting question. When Sauber become Audi, will Sauber's academy drivers...
They change their name to Saubi.
Saubi, Saudi. Will Sauber's academy drivers become Audi's academy drivers?
Ooh.
Like your Teo Pourchaire.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, where will they go?
Good question.
Because some of them, that's been like their whole careers, hasn't it? So
actually, I'd love your opinion on this.
Go on.
So I've been looking at steak, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at them.
I'm starving. I don't have a steak.
I just had lamb ribs and a scallop flatbread.
Mm.
Sorry, guys, if you're hungry at home. Where was I? I've been looking at steak, right? And I've been trying to love it. And before they joined, it was like, you know, we could see many different brands taking over these cars. And we've spoken about an Amazon car. We've spoken about this, that, and the other. And it seemed like a great idea. But now I'm looking at steak. And this whole time, they've just seemed like a bit of a gimmick to me. Like, especially with, like, fucking the pit stops up and not doing very well during the race. And you look at the car and it's, you know, it's green and it stands out, but it seems a bit stupid. You put Audi there, you know, a team who I don't even know, right? But I can guarantee you that Audi have won many races outside of Formula
One.
In other racing, obviously Carlos Sainz's dad, he drives for Audi, right?
Oh, they've got the money, mate.
But not just money. They're like a... They just know what they're doing. They're a car manufacturer. They make fast cars. They race cars. What the fuck do Stake know, really? I mean, I know it's still Sauber, but they haven't been doing well for a long time.
The name doesn't change the people in the team. It's not like everyone...
There will be. There will be, though.
There'll be a few people changing.
People who come over from Audi. I would put my trust and my faith, if you had a Stake car and an Audi car next to each other, I'm putting my money on Audi all day long. It just seems... Like, not a gimmick. Like, it seems serious to me.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Audi seems a lot more serious than Stake, for sure. It would just be interesting to see who the other driver's going to be. I mean, Hülkenberg's not exactly young, so does that mean they're going to look at a... It's really opened the driver market up, because we pretty much know that Oli Burman will be driving for Haas next year. That looks pretty set in stone.
Well, there you go, then.
So there's
there you go.
Well, that's Haas in that gap. What, so you reckon?
That's why Hülkenberg's going.
Where?
That's why Hülkenberg's leaving, because Behrmann's taking his seat.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm.
I'm just trying to figure out whether Bottas or Joe will leave. You are right, it'll probably be Bottas. Joe would probably stick around, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. Ferrari have unveiled their red and blue car.
They have.
They have.
Now, what do you think of this? Because I've seen the comments section.
My first initial thought, genuinely, is that I reckon they wanted the whole car to be blue. And then we're told they're not allowed because it looked too similar to, and there was too many blue cars. Mm. And like you said last episode, yeah. Because I'm looking at it, I'm just thinking, I reckon they wanted more blue. Like for it looks start, like it's built to have more blue on it.
You don't have to be an artist or an interior designer to know that red and blue don't really go together. Now, I know it's on the bloody Union Jack, but that is what it is. That was created thousands of years ago before they even knew how to put one foot in front of the other. Red and blue don't really go together from a branding marketing perspective, do they? It looks kind of weird. Out. I think... Oh, man. Yeah. I think everyone was hoping for a blue car.
Well, I like the blue wheels. The blue wheels were like a good start. And
it's a lovely blue.
It is a lovely blue. And if it was all blue, it would look absolutely insane.
What they should have done, in my humble opinion, was blue and yellow go together.
Uh-huh.
Yellow is a Ferrari colour. Yeah. I would have loved to have seen a whole car blue with some little yellow bits here, there, and maybe a little bit of red.
Yeah,
the hint of the red coming through. But just for one race, they could have done the whole car in blue. I think that would have been lovely.
Yeah, it's like a weird mixture of blue and red. It'll be interesting to see how it looks on camera. The drivers obviously have their blue Smurf race suits as well. So I just really think they wanted the car to be blue and then they couldn't have it blue. It just doesn't make any sense to me otherwise.
So many people in the comments have been
throwing shade. What are people saying about it? Do people not like it?
It's just like the top comments will always just crack me up. I don't know. Let me take a
Yeah, pull the top comments on the Ferrari announcement for the blue and red car. The blue wheels were a really good start and it does have a bit of blue on the front wing and some of the branding's changed to blue. But it's such a beautiful blue. I just want to see it everywhere.
Someone put the comment, expected a blue car, but now sad button with an arrow pointing to the like. And it's got 14,000 likes. Biggest disappointment of the year award goes to, that's got 13,000
likes. Now, Alpine have already got that for their paint, all right? Let's not throw Ferrari under for that.
Someone said, is HP your sponsor? Now, there is a big HP logo.
Yeah, that's true.
Again, didn't see this collab coming, to
be
honest.
That's new as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's new as well. So maybe that is playing a part in it. I mean, yeah, Ferrari and HP announce a title partnership. What are they going to do? So does that mean in every
Ferrari printers?
HP printers all through the Ferrari office.
Ferrari laptops. I got to say, man, we've been throwing a little bit of shade, but I'm looking at these pictures again. It is kind of nice. It is kind of, the wheels are nice.
I don't hate it, but I just wish there was more blue. I really don't hate it. I think it's kind of cool in a way. It looks very racy.
Yeah.
Like
it does. Yeah. To be fair, it does. When you always get like rally cars and they're all stickered up and they've got multiple colours on.
Now you've said that about HP, I'm looking at it and all of a sudden I can see about 10 HP logos on the car. So yeah, that makes sense.
And I'm just looking at Charles Leclerc's helmet. Nice and blue. Very, very nice. They've taken some lovely photos of it. Whoever's behind the camera is a smart man.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Well, here we goes.
Okay, so looking back through Ferrari's Instagram, there is an old photo of an old Ferrari race car and it's red with blue wheels.
Oh.
So now it kind of makes a bit more sense.
From your Enzo days. From your Enzo Ferrari days.
Sure.
Oh, that reminds me.
Another one, red with a blue bumper. So they're just, okay, I get it. They're throwing back to history. Okay, yeah. I like it now. I like it.
I do still wish it was more blue. Today, on the day of filming, is 30 days since Senna died. And
I don't know if it's 30 days.
Sorry, 30 years since Senna died. And Netflix have announced something.
Oh.
They have announced a series called Senna. It came out today, the trailer. If you haven't seen it, go on Netflix, go on YouTube.
A series?
Yeah, and it looks amazing. Because there's so much about Senna that we wouldn't have any idea about.
Wait, is it like real footage or is it like an actual...
I think it's like all remastered and like they have an actual actor playing.
Oh, is that the trailer?
But yeah, there's a whole trailer for it on YouTube. They have a guy playing Senna. This guy playing Senna.
Who is that guy?
I can't remember. He's a famous actor, isn't he? Oh, I think I've seen him before anyway.
Well, he's not going to be a... bloody Baker.
But yeah, either way, there's a Senna series coming out, and I recommend everyone goes to watch the trailer released.
That'd be really cool.
30 years later.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I was looking at this news, and I've seen all the posts about it. For a start, I'm not in a position to start posting about Senna because I wasn't watching F1.
No,
I don't have that. I don't have the history of watching him. Obviously, incredible driver, did amazing things for the sport. And the Senna doc that we watched on Netflix is fucking
amazing.
Yeah, and I don't have enough to say about him because we still don't know enough.
No, that's why I think this series is going to be great.
For sure.
And if there's anyone else listening who thinks the same, go and watch that trailer. It's coming out this year.
He was a trailblazer, man. He did magical things in that car.
The way he drove the car was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, mad.
Yeah, so, even the clips of it.
30 years. Wow.
Time flies, doesn't
it? So how old would he have been now? I don't even know how old he was when he passed away.
No, I'm not sure. I know it's 1994.
Imagine if he could still walk around the paddock and still go into the teams and, like, you know, do like a kind of Helmut Marko kind of role.
It's sad because, like, people like him would be so valuable, like, higher up in the sport as well.
Yeah.
Like, just being around, offering their advice, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a quick change of mood now. Breaking news! Günther Steiner is suing Haas F1 team.
No.
Günther Steiner has launched legal action against his former team, Haas, over money...
Doors.
...that he is... over money that he is owed and because they've been using his likeness for promotional material.
What have they been using him for?
Well, I don't have the official court papers, but I can confirm the court papers have been lodged in Mecklenburg, North Carolina.
Wow.
We are officially going to court, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, well, we ought to get him on the pod so we can ask him all about that.
Do you know what? Günther Steiner on the pod would make Pit Stop. I reckon if we ever get Günther Steiner on the pod, we can just put our mics down after it and go, yeah, right.
Maybe we should do a little bit of manifestation, a little bit of, bit of meditation.
Yeah, everyone just shut their eyes and do a quick, dear Lord, please can Günther Steiner come on pissed up. Amen.
Amen.
Quick prayer. A lovely little prayer. But yeah, he's suing them. Interesting. Wow. So that obviously wasn't the cleanest cut, was it, when he left there?
All this stuff's unfolding, mate.
Over money that he was owed. I'm pretty sure an F1 team must have the money to pay him.
What about Haas?
Right. Well, to be fair, when he left, though, we gave Haas a load of shit. We said they've lost Steiner, but I haven't been too bad. I mean, they're being Haas, but they looked all right at the start of the year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, actually, yeah.
It could have been absolutely worse. I had a quick question for you, actually, before I forget about it, because I've got it loaded up in front of me. Adrian Newey is clearly, like, amazing at designing cars and loads of experience. Do you reckon there's, like, average people out there or, like, just a random guy working in a garage that, like, hasn't been found or, like, hasn't gone for the job but would probably be better? Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
100%. That goes with everything.
I think that, yeah, all the time.
Everyone will have something about them which they just don't even know.
Mm.
And they may never even discover it in their life. Like I could have been an F1 driver.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but you'll never know. That's
I've never had the chance to go in a car, but I could have probably... Maybe I could have done it. I could have probably done it and been a world champion. So people have talents. It's just all about finding them. And that's like the mystery of life, mate.
Mm.
That's something that people should always be on a journey to find out about themselves. Try everything, you know? Try it for a little bit. Fail at 99% of it. And then you might find one thing that you're just amazing at.
I wonder if there's any, like, mechanics or engineers out there that, like, look at the 2026 regs and, like, draw up designs at home. They don't even work for, like, Red Bull or Mercedes. But I reckon people could, like, draw up designs and, like, take them in. Like, maybe you could, like, go to Red Bull and be like, don't worry about Adrian. Look what I've come up with.
Well,
you
can tell you now that the two guys down in Hastings who bloody fitted those disc brakes on my car and the suspension definitely don't have a flair for designing cars because they're bastards,
You
mate.
Took your car to, like, the dodgiest garages in the world. What do you expect?
Yeah. That's and that one happens. Rugby as well.
I wonder where she is now. The poor Golf.
Yeah,
a couple of months on.
I would love to know where the Golf's gone.
Do you reckon she's been fixed up and she's back on the road?
No.
Or do you reckon she... Oh, wouldn't it be sad if we found out she'd been scrapped?
I think she might have been sold for parts.
No, you can't separate her up like that.
We might have to give Mikey Brown's dad a call and just find out where she's gone. Because I would at some point, I'd love to get her back. and do her up really nicely and then destroy her through a field.
And finally, whilst we're on the Adrian Newey topic, the thought of him leaving Red Bull is crazy because they won't have the car. But I do still strongly believe that Max Verstappen would win in any car on the grid anyway. So when I look at it like that, I reckon he'll still win without Adrian. Like,
really?
Yeah, I mean, I think the car would have to be very, very good for another team for Max not to win. Even if Red Bull's wasn't the best car, I think he'd win. So, and I mean, I reckon a lot of people would probably say the same. Like, he is quite far ahead of everyone else.
The other thing as well is understanding that Adrian Newey can't just walk straight into Ferrari and give and just completely change the car.
Can he not?
I don't think so, no. I think over the years, him and Red Bull have got to a place where, like, they were working together, like, seamlessly.
Yeah.
Like again, this is just, like, using you and me as an example, right? So, like, we both make up Pit Stop. If I then decided to go start a Formula One pod with someone else,
yeah,
I might be half of what we do, which makes, you know, half of a whole. But if I did it with someone else, like, it's not going to gel straight away. It's not going to be great straight away. Ferrari will have certain ways of doing things which they very strongly believe in. No, the floor of the car has to be like this. This is how we've always done it. And we believe in it. Adrian Newey comes in and says, well, I can give you a brand new front wing, which is going to make the car faster, but it doesn't work with that bit that you've got. Do you know what I mean? So it could be a bit of back and fro.
Also, if he goes to Ferrari, Italian, language barrier. I don't know if he's fluent in Italian yet, but like, if you know what I mean? Like, if he went to Aston Martin, it'd all be English. So you could hit the ground running straight away. You can imagine all the Italian engineers in Ferrari, like, and Adrian Newey, like, throwing them, like, do this, do that.
Newey with his ham and cheese sandwich, and all the Italians like, what are you doing? Where's the pasta?
I hope that, right, Box to Box Films, get a camera on Adrian Newey for him at the start of his next journey, because that would be a series in itself, like building a championship F1 team. If he goes to Ferrari and they follow Adrian Newey with a camera and show what he does, my God, that would be better than Drive Survive.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Showing him build the Ferrari, they should do that.
Ferrari should do it on their own.
I reckon he'll walk in there with a massive booklet wherever he goes and he'll say, right, this was everything I had for Red Bull. But we're going to do all of this,
And he opens it up and it's just doodles. It's just doodles of
only
like a
he
dog
can understand it.
And an ice cream. There's like hieroglyphics in there and shit. He says, no, I never carried a notebook because I was always afraid of getting mugged. So if you go inside the ancient pyramid of Giza, scribed into the walls are the blueprints for the best F1 car in the world.
I think as a guy this smart who was able to build such a successful car for so many years in a row, he definitely already would have an understanding of a 2026 car. So you can put them on gardening leave as much as you want. You can say they can't be involved in that, say they can't do this. In his head, he probably already has some incredible ideas. And he's like, he's back on that burner phone to Lewis. Lewis, I can't say anything yet, but tell them to do this first. You know, like, who knows?
Sending secret information. See, I love smoke this signals shit. From Milton Keynes.
Equally, well, he could just be retiring.
Mate, there's going to be, he sold his house, apparently.
I saw that.
Yeah, have you heard that?
Yeah, I did hear that he sold his house.
So, you know. There could be a beautiful beautiful house being built over in Italy somewhere.
Mm. We're going to have to wait and see how that one unfolds, don't we?
Lots of crazy news. A crazy year ahead. Can't wait what happens on and off the track. But before we go any further, mate, it's the Miami Grand Prix this weekend.
It sure
and
is.
We have our predictions.
Yep, we do. We'll just quickly remind the people at home. Last year, Verstappen won, Perez second, and Alonso third. Alonso had a podium here last year. So I've got the crystal ball back. Because Hamilton, it predicted Hamilton last week, and Hamilton did all right.
Where has it been? What did you send it off to get?
Yeah, I sent it off for a bit of maintenance.
Nice.
So I have it in front of me here.
One thing I will say is that I am not putting Fernando Alonso in my podium. Funnily enough, because I put him in pretty much every single podium I've ever done. But I don't see it happening at Miami. Although there is that long straight, and Aston Martin do have the advantage of their DRS being a bit quicker. So maybe there is a chance, but I don't put him up there. I have in third position, Charles Leclerc.
Charles Leclerc third. That's safe. I'm going to go for Lando Norris and his broken nose after his big party out in Amsterdam.
Oh, what happened?
He just seemed to like fuck his nose up at some King's Day in Amsterdam. There's just a photo of him with like a massive white plaster over his nose because it was bleeding. And then he went to the basketball when he had like a cut on it.
Maybe
like
he got punched.
I probably just fell over or something doing the worm. Yeah, I'm going to go Lando Norris third.
Okay. In second position, I am going with Checo Perez.
Checo Perez, okay, fair. I will go Charles Leclerc second. Yeah, I think he'll be quite quick. Who's winning Miami for you? Is it going to be Max Fischnapples? Are you going to go safe and sensible? Or are you going to give the people some juice?
The sun is high. The birds are out chirping. The water is glistening. And Logan Sargeant emerges from his hotel room with a smile on his face because he knows that he has to do something special at the Miami Grand Prix. And just when everyone's about to kick him to the curb, Logan Sargeant with his first ever maiden Formula One win in Miami.
Right. I genuinely would shave my head bald or do anything if that actually happened. Good prediction. For my first place, we're going to use the spinny wheel again. Now, just because you've said Sargent, I have added him now onto the list of potential names.
Okay.
So there's 10 people on there that it could win the race this weekend, and we're going to spin it. It could be Sargent.
But you haven't got the other half of the grid.
No, well, the other half aren't going to win. I mean, that's down with Sargent.
Well, what, is Alonso on there?
Alonso is on there.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
What about Stroll?
Forgot him. The winner of the Miami Grand Prix 2024 is... Dun, 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 dun. Sergio Perez, the crystal ball has spoken.
Wow.
That could be accurate. That's not a... To be fair, as far as the crystal ball goes, it could be a lot worse.
We need to actually get one of those wheels made up.
I know.
In the flat.
Because it's the noise they actually make.
The one that you can actually crank.
Mm.
That'd be great.
That'd be good. The Miami Grand Prix is going to be good. I've got the weather report here. It's going to be sunny. No rain, unfortunately. We have a sprint. So it's going to be busy from Friday until Sunday. On the race on Sunday, we're actually going to be at Red Bull's factory for it.
So yeah, we are.
That's going to be amazing.
Thanks to Castor for inviting us. That'll be good.
So Monday's episode, we'll be talking all about that. Let us know your predictions. Send them in on our Discord. There'll be a link in the bio or at Pit Stop. And finally, before we leave you, make sure you look at Red Bull's pit stops this weekend. Because last weekend, do you see what they did?
No.
Their average pit stop was 2 seconds. Average.
Wow.
That's a disgusting average.
Callum had his Weetabix.
Callum had his Weetabix. So watch Red Bull's pit stops. But yeah, I think we've covered all the news. It's been a big week in Formula One.
It really has been. And can't wait to see what happens, to be honest. There's lots of crazy stuff going on, and I can't wait.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's good for the sport. All you have to do is remember that next year... In Australia, for the first race of the season, Lewis Hamilton will be wearing red. That in itself is enough.
To be honest though, mate, even though all of this news is happening and so much is going to change, I'm still only looking forward to that new fucking circuit that they're building in Saudi. The only thing that
how
I
much
really
you been paid to say that?
Truly care about. Ultra says Brando's going on, but left, right, and centre.
No, you are right. That is going to be exciting. It's an exciting time for the sport. I think Adrian going to a new team, if he does go to a new team, could change everything. So let's all buckle up and strap in.
It will change absolutely.
And we'll speak to you guys after Miami Grand Prix. Hope you enjoy it. Have a good week.
Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy your Friday night and your Saturday morning. And we'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, rate podcast 5 stars. Please do. Hit the follow button, like button, and enjoy the race. Come on, Logan Sargent.
Come on, Sargent.
Yes.